Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, November 23rd. A big story in the grains today was in the soybean oil market. The EPA raised its renewable volume obligations up to statutory levels and in line with the renewable fuel standards mandate. What that means is there's a 19.28 billion gallons for biofuels, with 4.28 of that for advanced biofuels and 15 billion for conventional biofuels like ethanol. What this did is sent a jolt through the soybean oil market, which traded briefly up the daily limit at 36.98, backed off and closed at 36.78, but still at the highest levels since August of 2014. Now, the soybean meal, on the other hand, was sharply lower. Now, with bids already declining around the world for soybean meal, the thoughts were that with all this increased crushing to get the oil, there would be an excess supply of meal down the line. In the soybean market, beans rallied on this news along with the oil, trading as high as 10.35. That's 18 cents off of the low of 10.17 and a quarter, backed off near the end of the day to settle up 4 1/4 cents at 10.34 and a quarter. In the corn, not able to be supported by this news, with excessive carryout still weighing on the market, December corn finished the day down 1/4 cent at 3.50 and 3/4. In the wheat, December finished down 5 3/4 cents at 401.5, after failing at the 50-day moving average at 406 3/4 overnight. Wheat spiked lower on the opening and then rallied back and traded in a very narrow 3-cent range for the rest of the day. Kansas City, December finished down a penny at 415.5. In outside markets, the dollar up 62 points at 101.73, trading within 4 points of 102, a high today of 101.96. Crude oil down 5 cents a barrel at 47.98. We've got the stock market trading up 36.81 points at 19,061 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday, and we will see you on Friday morning.